everybody. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldsmith. And I guess before I start, I also have to say hi, Michelle, because we're recording it for her. So this way she'll know I'm thinking about her. Okay, so thank you so much for having me. And thanks to Rabbi Goldsmith for asking me to come in and speak. I honestly can't believe that I'm standing here right now, that I really just have to say, the fact that I could be standing here and looking back and being able to go through with you and speak to you about what I've learned from a certain challenge that I had to go through a couple of years ago, looking back in hindsight and being able to share with you, thank God, everything that I've learned and was able to grow from, and hopefully spread some of that to you, is just so crazy, and I feel like I'm living a dream come true. So thank you, and it's very nice to meet all of you. Okay. So tonight I want to share with you a little bit about a challenge that I went through, as I said, a couple of years ago. And thank God it's all behind me now. And I was able to learn, thank God, a lot from this challenge. And when Hashem gives you a challenge, he doesn't just, you know, I mean, it's very difficult, obviously, the things that we go through. But Hashem doesn't make it harder than it has to be. And actually, on the contrary, when you go through something, Hashem sends you messengers and basically these little presents that help you not just get through the challenge, but learn tools by which how to deal with other challenges in the future and hopefully then share with others. So now, thank God, I'm 20 years old. I'm at York University in Toronto studying biology. I was at Shalavim 2 years ago. And the story I want to tell you basically goes back about 3 years. So when I was in grade 12, I really, really, really wanted to come to seminary. Everyone has like their things that like they really want to do and they like to accomplish, especially in grade 12, you're thinking about the future and everything. And going to seminary, and particularly Shalavim, was always my thing. I had met amazing girls the summer before at camp who were doing BMP and they had just gotten back. And they told me all about it, and I just knew that this is what I wanted to do. I just wanted to come to Shalavim, this amazing place with these amazing girls and teachers and classes and being able to make these special relationships with teachers and be able to improve my Avodat Hashem and my connection to Hashem and, as they like to say in seminary interviews, to grow. So thank God I had my interview, made it in, and I was very excited. But there was one little thing that kind of got in the way, which was that around now, 3 years ago in December, I started to get sick. It was very strange. I started getting these weird symptoms that I won't really describe, but one of which was it was hard for me to get around, like it was hard to walk. I wasn't feeling well all the time. And it was very weird. We went to a lot of doctors and nobody really knew what it was. And I went for a million tests and everything, thank God, came back fine. But at the same time, like, I was kind of getting worse, so I had to start missing school. I was able to keep up, thank God, enough so that I was able to graduate, but still, by June, I wasn't really back to myself yet, and they still didn't know what it was. And of course, the whole time, like, everyone was like, oh, so are you gonna, you know, not be able to go to seminary? And I would freak out whenever they said that, because I was like, no, I'm going, it's my dream, that's it, like, it doesn't matter, I don't care. And thank God, by some miracle, I was able to get better enough, just on my own, to be well enough to actually be able to come to seminary. And the doctors at the time said, okay, I mean, we don't know what it is, you seem to be getting better, so green light, you might as well. Like, there's nothing to say that you shouldn't continue to get better once you're there. And I was thrilled, so I came, and it was amazing, and Shalavim was everything that I had imagined it would be, and way more than that. And thank God I made amazing friends really quickly. The classes were amazing, the teachers are amazing, the administration is amazing. I just loved every second of it. I came and I like set up a million chavrutas and I was like in the Beit Midrash all the time. And it was just so amazing to be in Israel and I was soaking it all in. Except then, of course, there was again one little problem, which was that very shortly after I came, I started getting worse again. I'm sorry, a little cold. So pretty soon, it was also getting harder for me to get around again. I ended up having to start missing classes. I had spent most of the time in my room, couldn't really go for Shabbos. And as you might imagine, it was pretty difficult because this was my dream that was slowly, you know, being taken away from me. And I was just sitting upstairs on, you know, room 202. I don't know who's there this year, but yay. and, you know, literally hearing my dream come true on the floors beneath me and everybody being in seminary, and I couldn't go down. So it was very, very difficult. And I just thought, like, this must be something that Hashem wants for me to be in seminary, because, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm in Israel, I'm supposed to be learning Torah all day from, like, you know, the most amazing teachers, and, like, how could it be something that Hashem doesn't want for me? I couldn't get my head around it. So I tried to push myself, but it didn't work. And after 12 weeks in seminary in November, I actually had to go home. So the next 5 months were basically spent also running around to doctors, trying to figure out what it was, lots of sleeping, lots of, you know, resting and trying to get better, and they still couldn't figure it out. Keep fasting forward, going fast forward. And thank God, in March, in the middle of March, there are certain times when, like, you can see the hand of Hashem so clearly, and one thing just led to another, and somehow they ended up finding a bacterial infection after a year and 2 months. So they treated me with antibiotics for 3 months, really heavy antibiotics, and thank God I was completely fine. I could walk totally fine again, everything went away, and now, Baruch Hashem, I'm completely healthy, and have been since then. So it's a little bit of a crazy, insane story. I couldn't come back to seminary because by the time I was done with the whole thing, it was June and everyone was home. but basically, that's the bare bones story, and that's not what I came here to tell you. I did tell you, but we had to get through that to get to this point. As I said before, when Hashem gives you a challenge, it's difficult, but He doesn't make it harder than it has to be. And in the challenge, Hashem sends you messengers and gifts, little presents, that basically don't only help you get through the challenge itself, but they help you learn how to overcome really any kind of challenge if you choose to. So something that Michelle told me actually a couple of years ago, I was speaking to her on the phone after I had come home, and she's told me, I was telling her that I was having a hard time, like it's very frustrating, and I really want to come back, I don't know what to do. So she said, Stephanie, you have no control over your body right now, and you can never control your situation, but you can always, always control your attitude. So this is kind of the message that's the basis of everything that I came to talk to you about today. We can't control the situation, but you can always control how you choose to look at a situation. And if you just switch the lens, like at the eye doctor, when you like look through the thing and then they go one or two, if you change it, you'll be able to see that Hashem is not only with you, not only sent you the situation, but also sent you a million amazing ways, a million things that you can get out of the situation. And Hashem sent me, thank God, so many messengers and presents, so many of whom are here now and at Shelavim, the teachers, the girls, the Madrichot, Rabbi Goldsmith and Michelle, and everybody else at Shelavim. I have to say, I don't know how I would have been able to do it without them. And the things that they taught me not only helped me get through that challenge of 2 years ago, but really have given me the tools to be able to, in all the time since then, be able to overcome, thank God, so many other little things and big things, and have helped me develop that connection to Hashem that I had wanted to get so badly, which is part of the reason that I wanted to come to seminary. So now I want to talk to you about three of the biggest things that I learned from the different people at Shalavim with Hashem's help that helped me not only get through my challenge then, but help me now too. So I'm going to try to quote by name as much as I can. You know, it says in Pirkei Avot that you should really, when you say things, to try to say them b'shem omro. But I, obviously, there are so many more people than I can mention now, so just keep that in mind. Okay, so the first, and also there are much more than these three, obviously, but, I mean, unless we want to be here for, you know, another 2 years, which I don't think is very practical right now, we'll stick to those. Okay, so number one is that no matter what the situation, no matter what it is and when it is, I understand that all of it is from Hashem and it's for my good, whether I understand why this is happening to me or not. So this is probably, if I had to choose one most important thing that I learned, I would say that it's this. When I was here, right when I was starting to, you know, start to not feel so good again, and I had to start missing class, I was speaking to my mechanechet, whose name is Shani Warman. She's not here right now, but she's amazing. And she basically, I was telling her also that I was very frustrated, and I wasn't really sure what to do with missing class. Like, how is it that Hashem wants me to be in my, like, obviously Hashem wants me to learn, because that's, you know, why not? Of course. Of course I'm supposed to be in seminary. Of course I'm supposed to be learning. Like, how isn't this a very good thing for me to do? And then she said, she sat me down and she basically said, Stephanie, you need to stop fighting against God. And I was like, what? Because, I mean, for me, that was like a fighting against God. I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. I want to be learning. I want to be in class. And she said, no, that's what you want. Hashem is clearly sending you a message through your body that you have to go upstairs and lie down right now and take care of whatever it is you have to take care of. And you have to do what Hashem wants you to do. And it was hard for me to hear at the time because I wanted to be in class very badly. But we spoke about it a bit more, and after sitting and thinking and wrapping my head around it, I got quite a big insight. And really, I guess in everything that we do, we tend to do things that we think are good for us, right? But a lot of the time, it's very important that we take a step back and think, is this really what Hashem is trying to tell me that I'm supposed to be doing? Because it's not really in the end about what I want. It's about doing what Hashem wants me to do. And if Hashem is making me sick and, you know, telling me that I should be missing class, then that's where I'm supposed to be right now. And that's where I'm going to be able to learn. And that's where I'm going to be able to grow. Because your life and your situation and your health, your family that you were born into, your friends that you have, are all tools that are given to you by Hashem for your specific and unique growth and potential. So by trying to fight against that and do whatever you think is good for you, you're actually ignoring what Hashem really wants you to accomplish in this world. And even though, okay, it seems a lot more fun and a lot simpler and easier and more comfortable to do what I want, but in the end, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to do what Hashem wants to do for me and to try to fulfill my potential with what Hashem is giving me. So I think it's just really important in whatever we're going through to be able to take that step back and to try to, instead of fighting against the situation, which is like when people said to me, like when I was sick, like you have to fight. I thought that they meant fight against it. Like ignore the fact that I'm not feeling well and go to class. But it's not that. You want to fight within the situation and say, what is Hashem trying to tell me? And through that, what can I do in this situation that will be able to get, so that I will be able to get out of it what Hashem is trying to tell me. I heard an amazing story from Mrs. Einhorn. If you're in her class, then you probably have already heard it before. That also, it just made such a difference in the way that I look at things. Here's how it goes. There was once an alien, and he comes down, and you've heard this one? Okay, I'm going to tell you again. So he comes down, and he's witnessing this scene, and there are these guys in white coats standing around this bench, and in the middle, there's this guy strapped to a bench with like his eyes taped shut and like really awful scene. And then these big guys with the white coats standing around the bench, the biggest one of all is holding a knife over the other guy's heart. And the alien starts screaming, police, police, somebody, you're gonna kill him, like whatever. And anyway, take a step back. Turns out, what is this alien really seeing, unbeknownst to him? He's in a hospital. And this guy is about to have open heart surgery that's gonna save his life. Now, if you're the alien looking in, you see this horrible murder scene. But once you take a step back and you see the situation for really what it is, you understand that what seems to be a horrible situation is really this guy's life about to be saved. So it's kind of the same thing with everything that we go through. I remember Mrs. Einhorn also said about, it's like a tapestry. If you look at a tapestry from the back, all you see are these little, like, strings sticking out in random places. And I mean, if somebody would tell you that that's art, you would be like, what? It just looks like a bunch of knots. But when you turn it around, you can see the entire picture. And it's beautiful and it's amazing. But if you look at it just from that limiting standpoint, you can't see anything. So the same way with this. When we're going through a situation, whether it's in our own lives or in, you know, as a community or as Klal Yisrael, we don't understand the big picture. We're just the alien seeing the snapshot. But we have to understand that there is a bigger picture. Whether we may not understand now why Hashem is sending it to us, or we may not understand in the future either, but no matter what, we always know that it is for our good and Hashem is with us, and that there is that bigger picture that's meant to, you know, that's geared exactly for us to help us grow. So that's number one. Number two is that no matter what the situation, I choose to be a giver. So what does it mean to really give? This is something, as Rabbi Goldsmith knows, that I had a lot of trouble with when I was starting to deal with my situation. Because especially when you're sick and you can't really walk around so much, or at all, it's very, very hard to give to people. People are constantly coming to do stuff for you. Like if you want a snack, you have to ask someone to go get your cookie from your closet, or like, if you're cold, how do you get your sweater? For me, at least, that was very hard because I was always one of those people who, if like somebody offered me one of their like wafers, you know, I like wouldn't want to take it because I wouldn't want to take their wafers. Like it was, you know, it was always, see what I mean? That like Hashem pinpoints your challenge to work on exactly what you have to work on. Like that was something I so badly had to work on. So the thing is, if you're taking all the time, how can you be a giver? So to do that, we have to redefine our understanding of what it means to give and to take. So this is something that Rabbi Goldsmith taught me a couple of years ago, and it's, I'm telling you, it also changed my life. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. So when you give to someone, you can give and you can also take. So what do I mean by that? Let's say I'm going to give you a present. If I'm giving you a present because I think it'll make me feel good, or if I want other people to see me giving you a present and they'll be like, ooh, she's such a good person, am I really giving? No, I'm actually taking what I'm giving to you. But at the same time, let's say somebody wants to give me a present. If I'm like, oh, yay, yes, they're giving me a present, now I'm going to get these, I don't know, whatever it is, that's going to make me feel so good and now I'm going to have more stuff, then I'm being a taker. But if I'm taking with the intention to let them do an act of chesed for me, I'm actually giving by my taking. So really giving is not about how much stuff you physically take and give to somebody else. Giving itself is essentially, I guess, an attitude. It's the way that you can approach everything. So you can actually approach every situation and every person you meet with a giving attitude, and whether they're physically giving you something or you're physically giving them something, if you approach it in a giving way with the attitude to know that that I'm doing an act of chesed by allowing you to give to me, or I'm doing an act of chesed by giving to you, you can actually transform all of your actions into giving, which completely changes everything. Because, you know, if you focus on taking all the time, you end up feeling a little bit like, you know, like I'm expecting, and you get sad more easily, and, you know, it's not a good place to be in. But if you can approach everything with that giving attitude, you're always focused outwards on what you can do, and then that's, I don't know, it helps you get to a pretty good place. So we had one, bitachon, and understanding that it's all from Hashem, and two, approaching everything with a giving attitude. And number three, which is more of the ben adam l'atzmo component, it's no matter what the situation is, I remember and I understand that I'm human. So when you're focusing so much, and I guess, at least for me, this applied very much to seminary, we're working so hard on ourselves, especially now you're focused always on your growth. And it's amazing, and it's what we're supposed to be doing. But sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming. And you feel like, you know, there's so much you want to accomplish, and so much, you want to grow so much, you want to feel more connected to Hashem, you want to make more progress in your learning. But sometimes it is very important to take a step back and to understand that I am human, I'm not super person, I'm not an alien. And I will try and I will work as hard as I possibly can, but if I have an off day, that's okay. And it is okay to cry sometimes. Basically, life essentially looks something like this. It's a wave. There are ups and downs, but it's not just It's not just a wave where you go up and down again and up and down again. It's an upwards wave. It goes like this. So every time you come down, the next time you go up will be a little bit higher. And again and again. And I think I read from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov that basically every time you go down, it's about to proceed an even greater up. So if you're having a hard day, you know, or a harder time, it's okay, because you'll work through and you'll push through, and that that down in itself will end up leading you higher than you ever imagined. And then there will be another down and another up again. So it's okay to have hard days. It's okay. It's normal, and it's good to be normal. But just to keep that in mind, because if you have that kind of perspective, then the hard days aren't so bad, and you can come out of them a lot more easily. So now, just to tie it into now and to all of us over here. So in the Parsha now, we're in Mitzrayim, which you can, I don't know if you've probably heard this before too, but you can also read as Mitzarim, which is limitations. So, and you know, like the Parsha kind of reflects where we are now in our year. The light cycle and the heat cycle are both getting very down. Everything's kind of stagnant. We're kind of within these limitations, and we have to, it's hard to see the bigger picture. It's hard to see the light. We're in the middle of the winter. But it's important to remember that we can't control our situation, but we can control our attitude and how we approach things. And even now, and at this point in the year, it's important for us to take a step back and to see that whether we can see the whole picture or not, in whatever we're going through, we have to remember to have the bitachon, to understand that it's all from Hashem, that it's for the good, that Hashem is with me. To remember that even though things are more constricted or darker, that I can focus outward, whatever I'm physically doing, giving or taking, and to be able to give as much as possible, which helps to turn things around internally too. And that also, it's okay if things aren't easy sometimes. And it's okay if we feel dark and constricted. We just have to keep on working and pushing forward and understanding that whether we're in a challenge or not, there is a bigger picture out there. And we may find out sometimes why Hashem did this and come to us, and sometimes we don't. But either way, by controlling the way that we look at things, you can actually see all of the good that Hashem does for us and gives to us. I could tell you firsthand testimony to be standing in front of you right now and looking back at everything I've gone through and knowing full well, thank God, how much I was able to get out of the situation and to grow with, like, Hashem's amazing messenger that he sent, all the teachers and friends and Madrichot. And to be able to be here right now and talking to you, it's sometimes you don't know why Hashem does something, and sometimes you do, but in the end, it's all for good. I have an ongoing list now of like more than 100 things of tools how to get through challenges. It's just very important to always, you know, to have the outlook of finding what Hashem is really trying to tell you. And I assure you that it might not be easy, but you will find it. I didn't mention this, but thank God I did get to have my seminary year. Rabbi Goldsmith has recorded shiurs for me and sent them to me that I could listen to while I was sick. I had chavrutas with teachers and with madrichot. I'm still really in touch with all of my friends. Which, if you think that after 12 weeks of being in seminary, that's a little bit crazy, isn't it? But I mean, as you guys know, Shalavim is an amazing place. And I know that Hashem sent me here for a reason. And I know that it was obviously a very difficult challenge, but I'm so grateful for Hashem for everything that he sent me to help me get through it, and not just get through it, but to be able to, that has impacted the rest of my life so much. So I just want to say thank you so much to Rabbi Goldsmith and to Michelle and to everybody at Shalavim, because, you know, for not just helping me get through the challenge, but, you know, to be able to extend it outwards. And I hope that, you know, through whatever we go through, we should always be able to understand that Hashem is sending this to us for our good, and that by controlling the way that we look at situations, there is a lot we can gain from times that aren't so easy too. And I know that all of you who are in the most amazing school in the history of seminaries, that you'll take as much as you possibly can from being here and from the amazing teachers. And from firsthand experience, I can tell you that the things that you gain in this place won't just help you within your seminary year, but will also help you so, so much if you choose to let it in the seminary of life, so to speak. And so, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie. Have a seat, everybody. I'd like to thank Stephanie for sharing words of Torah and inspiration.